worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiprah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Verses 15 through 22, Exodus chapter 1. Then looking in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word, which is a guide to us. Your word, which equips us and empowers us, molds and shapes us to become more and more like you. And also, Father, thank you, Lord, for the truth that your word teaches us how to love, how to walk in love, how to walk in compassion, how to walk in mercy in a world that desperately needs your compassion, your love, and your mercy. Empower us to walk in that love mightily every single day. And help us to know, Lord, that it's critical that we simply listen to you and do what you've called us to do, following in your footsteps of love. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of Scripture and how much you give us in that. Heavenly Father, in Scripture it tells us that you drew a line for the sea and told it how far to come. And Heavenly Father, Scripture tells us that you make us in our mother's wombs. And Heavenly Father, I ask that we would look to all of your creation and value what you make. That we would look to your creation and value what you love. Heavenly Father, help us to love our neighbors because they're made in your image and you've made them by hand. Heavenly Father, help us to love all of babies and all of mothers and all of fathers and all of children and all of grandparents, because you made them and you love them. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for guiding us and teaching us and for your grace and mercy. In your holy name, amen.
Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Just a reminder that if you're not reading your Bible every day, you don't know what you're missing. The fact is, the Bible is like a bottle of grace, and it's as if every day God's question is, how much do you want? When you read and meditate on the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ is spending time one-on-one with you, and he's pouring grace, wisdom, power, strength, encouragement, joy, and empowerment into your life. You need it. I need it. We all need it. So if you don't have the habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day, a great day to start that habit. And parents, having your children read three chapters aloud to you literally is one of the most blessed habits for your child and for you in all of life. Your child is spending time with Jesus when they're reading the Word of God aloud to you. Please be wise enough to take time, make time to do that. It'll bless your child. It'll bless you. It'll bless your family. Hope that you'll consider doing just that. As we often do on the broadcast, I want to share a couple of articles that we've written that are posted on the AFA stand, and they're discipleship tools. Our goal is that you'd be better equipped by listening to them and also obtaining them as well. Email us and let us know if you'd like to get a copy of one or both articles, because our goal is that you'll have them to use in your personal walk with the Lord, but also to be able to use in the discipleship of your family, but also to share with fellow church members, other members of your family, fellow workers on the job, saved and unsaved individuals as well. So we're glad to share them with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. This first article is entitled, Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here. Again, that title, Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here. Abortion pill reversal, what is it? Is it real? Is this something that actually is available and really works? Great questions that need to be asked. Is abortion pill reversal real and does it work? Yes and yes. Standing boldly for life and against abortion continues to be a crucial issue and battleground. The church must become very, quote-unquote, educated and well-versed on some of the basic realities of chemical abortion and abortion pill reversal. Why is this true? After the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the spiritual warfare surrounding the life issue has continued to rage very aggressively. The landscapes and the battlefields have changed significantly, but the war has raged on. Sadly, today in our culture, most abortions are chemical abortions. This fact by itself should help us see the need for the church to be educated about chemical abortion. The items required for a woman to abort her child can easily be obtained through the mail, and tragically, even high school girls can easily obtain them all by themselves. The abortion pill is the usual name for a chemical abortion process that uses two medications. Typically, there are two pills that a woman will take to carry out the procedure and end the life of her baby. Mifepristone is the first pill, and misoprostol is the second. Mifepristone blocks the hormone progesterone, which is necessary for a pregnancy to continue. Misoprostol is taken next, which causes uterine contractions to expel the unborn baby. It's actually very common that a woman, after taking the first pill, may very soon find herself regretting her decision to end her child's life. When this happens in the mind and heart of a woman, she may reach out to someone, possibly a loved one or a friend, crying out for help. This is why believers becoming educated about the whole process and about abortion pill reversal is so important. If a young woman reaches out to someone who knows nothing about abortion pill reversal, the results may sadly just be that the baby will soon die. However, if she reaches out to a person, a family member, or a friend who knows about abortion pill reversal, The possibility of the baby being saved is very real. Simply stated, if a person knows about the abortion pill reversal and that person has the hotline, that is the number to call, this is huge. Each person who knows about APR is prepared to share the hotline and is prepared to share the hotline can be used by the Lord to help save actually many babies. God's word tells us in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." How true this is in so many ways, including in this situation. So we would encourage every believer to decide to become a loud voice for this cause. Have the abortion pill reversal number yourself. Seek to share it with others and make sure the phone number and website URL are displayed prominently somewhere in your church. Here's the information. Abortion pill reversal website and call. You can call this hotline 1-877-558-0333. Again, that's 1-877-558-0333. Please pray with us that this information will go everywhere in our culture. Praise God. Knowing and acting on the knowledge we have can save many lives. Again, the title of that first article is "Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here." And then the second article that we want to share is entitled, "Is Your Church a House of Refuge?" Again, the title of the second article, "Is Your Church a House of Refuge?" In our nation, the landscape of the battlefield for life has changed, yet the battle continues on. State legislatures are passing laws, some to take steps to support life and others to further promote abortion. Tragically, most abortions in our nation are chemical abortions. And sadly, this kind of abortion can be hidden, done in secret. And yes, this kind of abortion can be obtained and has been obtained in all 50 states after the passing of Roe v. Wade. It's critical that the church recognizes that our battle is genuinely a spiritual one, yet being fought in the heavens. The church is genuinely the most powerful institution in the world. It is simply vital that we come to realize who we are and what we are called to do. What are we called to do? We're called to love people. We're called to love people by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, and we're called to love people by being the hands and feet of Jesus in a world full of troubled, weary, and lost individuals. One important group of people that the church must come alongside is mothers who find themselves expecting a child at a difficult time in their lives. What can the church do to passionately show these mothers the love of Jesus in a very faithful and genuine way? It can choose to become a house of refuge. The National Ministry Love Life is helping local churches across our nation get involved with Standing for Life by helping them to become houses of refuge. A House of Refuge church is a local church that does the following things. This church reads the House of Refuge statement at least twice a year from the pulpit, and this church posts the statement publicly on their website and or in their lobby. This church has selected a representative from their congregation, and Love Life has trained that representative to equip their church family to be a house of refuge. The following is the House of Refuge statement. The House of Refuge statement. Our church is a house of refuge. This applies to everyone in this church and people you know who may be experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and need a place of refuge. Here's what we believe. We can pick up on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Trust in you.
music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we were sharing an article entitled, Is Your Church a House of Refuge? Picking up close to where we left off. What can the church do to passionately show mothers who find themselves expecting at a tough time in their lives the love of Jesus in a very faithful and genuine way? A local church can choose to become a house of refuge. The National Ministry of Love Life is helping local churches across our nation get involved with Standing for Life by helping them to become houses of refuge. A house of refuge church is a local church that does the following things. This church reads the House of Refuge statement at least twice a year from the pulpit, and this church posts the statement publicly on their website and or in their lobby. This church has selected a representative from their congregation, and Love Life has trained that representative to equip their church family to be a house of refuge. The following is the House of Refuge statement. The House of Refuge statement. Our church is a house of refuge. This applies to everyone in this church and people you know who may be experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and in need of a place of refuge. Here's what we believe. We believe every child, no matter how they are conceived, is an image bearer of God, knit together in the womb by Him. Please know that being pregnant is not a sin, and the child you carry is not a punishment. Regardless of the circumstances, we want you to know that you and your child are loved, and we are here to support you. While we will never encourage or support the decision to have an abortion, it's important for you to know how our church will respond to those facing an unplanned pregnancy. Here's what we won't do. This church family will not gossip about you, shame you, or abandon you. This is a house of refuge. We will not allow the family of God to harm others with words or actions contrary to the love of God as revealed in His Word. Here's what we will do. We will walk with you every step of the way, helping you carry and care for your child both before and after birth. There are people in this church ready to mentor you, throw you a baby shower, and connect you with resources inside and outside our church. We will also encourage men to become loving fathers who protect women and children. If you're considering placing your child for adoption, please know that we will be here to encourage and support you as you make this loving decision. If anyone in this church feels led to be involved in foster care or adoption, we will walk with you and provide resources and community to help you answer this call to care for children in need of a family. Finally, if you had an abortion or been involved in an abortion, we want you to know that abortion is not an unforgivable sin. Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever confesses and forsakes their sin finds mercy." If you have never gone through an abortion recovery Bible study, we will be happy to connect you to one so that you can walk in complete healing and freedom. If your church has a desire to become a house of refuge, it's not hard to go through the process. And the reason to do it is because it helps the church in one more fruitful, powerful and effective way to further be the hands and feet of Jesus in this tough world. So again, the title of that article is Your Church a House of Refuge? If you'd like to get a copy of one or both articles, again, the first article entitled Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here. And the second article entitled Is Your Church a House of Refuge? Again, the email to get one or both articles, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We are very blessed and honored to have once again on the broadcast Shailene Burlidge. She's a part of the staff of the Ministry of Love Life in the state of Alabama. Shailene, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Pastor Joseph. I'm doing very thankful to be on this call with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, always an honor to have you, and thank you for the great work that you do with the Ministry of Love Life. I want to ask, Shailene, would you take time now to further introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them about the Ministry of Love Life as well, if you would.
Sure. So Again, my name is Shailene Burlidge. I am the director of Love Life Alabama. We are in 26 cities across the nation, from California to New York, Chicago, New Mexico, Florida, and Alabama, and other cities. Across, also, we're international in a few other countries as well. Our goal is to equip the church to talk about an issue that a lot of pastors maybe have been afraid of discussing from the pulpit. Maybe they think it's political. Maybe they think they're going to hurt someone who has had a past abortion. But let me tell you, I am someone who has had a past abortion, several in my past, and hearing this statement from the pulpit can be life-changing. The one that you read, Pastor Joseph, we want to let men and women know that we are there for them as the church. Our mission statement is to unite and mobilize the church to create a culture of love and life that will end the abortion and the orphan crisis. We do not believe legislation is going to change it. As you said, the chemical abortion is now the way most abortions, 60 to 80% of abortions are happening through the chemical abortion, through the abortion pill. And so we want to share, as you shared, the abortion pill reversal, but we want to share with the community, you know, the church, on how to address this. And so with that, I want to go back to the abortion pill reversal that you, I mean, the abortion pill that you talked about, Pastor Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and let you know what the let me tell you what the opposition is doing.
Shailene,
the opposition
before you get into it, would you do this for me? Would you pray for our listeners with regards to this matter? You know, many people listening may think, well, that's an important thing to know, but that has nothing to do with me. I believe every single listener that God has an assignment, one or more assignments for them to help in relation to helping address these issues and the life issues. So would you pray for listeners to have ears to hear any and everything the Holy Spirit wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Sure. Lord, we just come to you thanking you for this opportunity, and we do ask you, Lord, to open up the eyes of the heart and ears for people to hear this tragic truth of abortion. It grieves your heart, Father. Let it grieve the heart of those that think, well, this doesn't involve me. I'm not able to get pregnant, so it doesn't involve me. But Father, this is the number one cause of death in the nation, in the world, over 5 years in a row, Father. And it absolutely grieves your heart. You created life, Father. You are the author of life and death. So Father, let the ears hear the grievance of your heart in this, Father, and let our words portray your love and the change that the church can bring in your name. Lord, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, so Shailene, you wanted to share some things about abortion pill reversal, you said.
Well, yes, it will end up with abortion pill reversal, but I want to share with you and the listeners what the opposition is doing, how they are promoting the abortion pill. We have here in Alabama, it is illegal. Abortion is illegal here in Alabama. So our abortion clinics that are still open, a few of them, are not providing surgical abortions. However, the abortion pill can be obtained here in Alabama. And it is being promoted. There is a 30-foot LED truck going around our colleges here in Alabama, where abortion is illegal, going through our colleges and Alabama football games that say on each side of the truck in the back digitally, it says, abortion pills delivered to your door with the huge QR code. And so that is what the opposition is doing. They are targeting our college students. However, like you said, Pastor Joseph, high school students could get this as well.
Well, Shailene, just a quick question. Is that, so that's not illegal to do, to advertise abortion pill reversal? Advertise abortion pills that way? That's not illegal?
Apparently not. I have a picture that I could share with you that you could share in any article, Pastor Joseph, mm-hmm. that shows a truck outside one of our colleges. And so we have we go outside. It's called Reach Her First. We want to reach her first. And so we go to the college and the colleges and went to get on more colleges with our own LED screen offering hope and life to other, to these men and women at the colleges. All they hear is the bud words, abortion, abortion, abortion. But we want to come and reach them first and let them know that is not the only option. There's other options. There's churches here willing to come alongside you and help you. And that's where Love Life comes in. We want to come in and equip the church on how to help these moms and dads facing unplanned pregnancy to run to the church instead of the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, Shailene, when you and I had a chance to speak before the broadcast, one of the matters that we talked about is the fact that there's a huge need for the church to educate itself about so many of these issues. You know, sadly, there's a lot of ignorance on the part of individual church members and amongst even pastors as well about chemical abortion, period, much less abortion pill reversal. And it's so productive. It's so fruitful when believers know some of these things, because the fact is God can use us to do all kinds of things to help moms who find themselves expecting at a tough time, help them make the right decisions and help them know that they're loved and that the church is willing to come alongside. And so the need for us to have workshops that educate the church about these issues is really, really big. But would you share your thoughts on that?
Yes. So Love Life, one of the things that we can do to help equip the church is, as you read the House of Refuge statement, the second part is to let us come in and speak to your women's group. Or if you have someone off staff who's willing to be the representative, we have online training. And then we can also equip men and women to be mentors, to come alongside these moms and dads and know what to do. So let's say you read this statement and you don't have a representative yet. You don't have a mentor yet. Well, we want to let you know that the first step, if you read this statement and you're not prepared, you don't know what to do next, well, let me share with you to connect that mom, dad with a pregnancy center, a local pregnancy center. Pregnancy centers, we work in tandem with them. They are equipped to handle the crisis. So that would be your first step. And then the next step is to just come alongside and befriend and love on these moms and dads. Be, you know, the discipleship, be the family to them. That's mm-hmm. what we're asking the church to do, to be the family. We have resources. There's resources out there for everything. But the first resource to connect them with would be the pregnancy center. Let them get an ultrasound and see their baby. Once they see their baby and hear their heartbeat, life 9 out of 10 times is chosen.
Well, Shailene, so are you saying then that, like, for example, if a church wants to become a house of refuge, even before their representative is trained, if they'll just begin to read the statement and be prepared to simply love the mom and then point them to a pregnancy clinic, that's actually a way for them to start being a house of refuge? Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Now, we do suggest to further go deeper as a house of refuge and let us, train a representative to kind of manage the Love Life team. We also have abortion recovery leadership. We train in abortion recovery leadership. We don't do foster care and adoption, but we know who does, and we can connect you to that and kind of educate those who are interested through online live Zooms and online information through Love Life that Love Life has prepared. And so we have those as well. And then in other states where abortion is legal, we have an extensive sidewalk outreach team who we also equip and train and ongoing training and to go out there. I my heart is very, very much in reaching out to moms and dads walking into an abortion clinic, because I've walked into an abortion clinic before, and I want to get out there and let people know, hey, you don't have to do this. Let us help you. We know how to help you. And there are there's over 500 churches in America that are currently a house of refuge that have been equipped to come alongside and know the next steps and the resources to guide these parents to.
Mm-hmm. So if someone listening is interested in doing their part to help their local church become a house of refuge, what would be the first step they should take? Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll let you address that question and others on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Shailene Burledge. She's on staff with Love Life, a wonderful pro-life ministry doing great work in the kingdom of God in our nation. We'll be right back.
Every day I face a million different ways I gotta trust, but there's only one decision: how to live, how to love Jesus, because you are God and you're the God of my choices. Speak to me and I will run to your voice. Here I am in the noise, won't you lead me in my choices, I believe that faith is nothing, if it isn't everything, every heartbeat, every moment.
The music of J.J. Weeks with Choices. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Shailene Burledge, and she's on staff with the ministry Love Life, a great pro-life ministry that's touching our nation in some great and very effective ways. Shailene, would you share once again how people, if they want to get in touch with Love Life, the national ministry of Love Life in Alabama, or just make contact with you, how they can do that?
Yes, so there are a few different ways. Our main website is lovelife.org, and you can simply go on there and look around, and there's different things that you can connect to. We also, if you want to become a house of refuge right away and find out direct information on that, you can go to visit lovelife.org/refuge, and we want to help equip you to become a house of refuge. This can be evangelism 101, Pastor. Once you become a house of refuge, then you can equip and be sure that your church is equipped and knows what to do. And you can have your church, have the members of your church, they can feel comfortable in going out into the community and letting the people that they, their friends and family, people they, their coworkers and those that they're in contact with, to say, listen, if you know anyone facing unplanned pregnancy or those, you know, facing the trauma of past abortion, our church is a house of refuge and we know what to do. Contact us. They don't have to have uncomfortable conversations. Just go out into your community and let people know that your church is a house of refuge and you're open to receiving them and helping them and love on them. So that is lovelife.org is our main website. Become a refuge, lovelife.org/refuge.
Okay. And so again, the very first steps, like for listeners that are thinking whether they're pastors or lay people, the very first steps they need to take to become a house of refuge are what?
are to visit lovelife.org/refuge. Go on there and fill out the form, the interest form, and someone will contact you that you can chat with and go further on being a house of refuge and what it means to be a house of refuge. So you can get questions answered if you have any, and that would be lovelife.org/refuge, and fill out the interest form.
Okay. All righty. Well, Shailene, would you take time now specifically to pray for pastors and pray for local churches in it? Because there are probably many listening who are thinking to themselves, well, I'm not sure if that's something my church wants to do right now, or that looks like such a big project. It looked like it would take so much to do it. All kinds of thoughts may be rolling around in the heads and the hearts of some listeners. But the fact is, God calls us to love people. And, you know, as I read near the beginning of the broadcast about the Good Samaritan, that's a simple parable that Jesus told, powerful with so many insights for the church to learn from, that the priest and the Levite and the Good Samaritan all represented the church, but the priest and Levite did not accurately represent Jesus well at all. But Jesus clearly affirms the fact that the Samaritan represented him beautifully, and Jesus said to go and do not like the priest or the Levite, but go and do like the Samaritan did, love the person deeply and love them well. So would you just pray for the church to grow in their understanding of to live out the wisdom behind that passage of Scripture?
Yes, oh yes. Dear Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word and to share your love. And Father, I do pray for the pastors who feel that this could be overwhelming. Father, touch their heart and let them know that Love Life can come alongside them and help equip them, that we're really asking the pastor to be, to read this statement and let his church know that this is a safe place for them to come. And Father, I ask the lay person that is hearing this to share with their church these articles and this radio broadcast, Father, of speaking to those of the abortion issue. It grieves your heart, Father. It's the number one cause of death. So let us rally around these men and women who are facing unplanned pregnancy, who are broken, Father, who have had past abortions. And let's start with our church. Let's start with ministering to the people in our church who have faced this or who are facing this, Father. And so let them hear our heart through Love Life, that we want to come alongside and help the church, not cause the church to be overwhelmed in doing something big. This is being the Samaritan, Father. Let us represent you well in this, in caring for the people in our community, in our churches, Father. Lord, we love you and we thank you for these opportunities in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Shailene, our time is almost gone. Can you share with our listeners, is there any additional bit of information or insights that you're wanting to share with our listeners about getting involved with these causes?
Well, yes, there is something I would like to share. I would like to share that when you do get in contact with men and women, when they come to your church, when they're invited to your church, okay, by your church members, they need to feel welcome. When they come into your church, they may look different, talk different, dress different, smell different, and worship different, but they need to be accepted as they are. So I just want to say that I had, when I walked into a church for the first time after being homeless and addicted to drugs, that I was told that I was an embarrassment. My worship was embarrassing to them. I had not ever been hurt so much in my life. And I walked away from the church for 7 years and went back to what I know for 7 years, which is drugs and alcohol and living in sin. And so please remember to welcome these men and women, those that are lost in our community, those that come into our church, that we are not to judge, but to love and disciple them as they are.
Mm. You know, Shailene, you said so much in just those few words in particular. I think of this, that the fact is, you know, the Bible doesn't just tell us God is a God of love. It says God is love. And as we read and study the Word of God, as we live what the Word of God teaches us, we're called to love people deeply and passionately, not just in a laid-back, casual way. And so, again, speaking of the parable of the Good Samaritan, that's a powerful passage to read and study because, again, it's in just those few verses. That's Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. It helps us better understand God's heart. The fact is, in the church, we're called to represent Jesus. And Jesus is our supreme example of how to love. And Jesus came into this world. He was God and the Son of God. But he gave everything to love the world well. And the fact is, to follow Jesus accurately, we have to follow him sacrificially. Yet we live in a culture that seems to feel like sacrifice is a bad word. It's something to be avoided like the plague, at least by our actions sometimes. But the fact is, to faithfully follow Jesus, we have to follow him sacrificially. Sacrificially with our time, our talent, our treasure, and anything and everything God has entrusted to us. Lord, thank you for the fact that you've called us to live the life of a living sacrifice. And Lord, you're not calling us to do something that you didn't do first, that you didn't model for us before us. Lord, teach us to follow you as living sacrifices, giving passionately and sacrificially to love people who desperately need to know Jesus and to know the love of God. Help us, Lord, as the church to represent you with our words and our actions as well. And help us to know that every day is a day for us to represent you, not just on Sunday, but every day is a day we're called to walk in love, grace, and compassion towards a world that desperately needs you. Thank you for that opportunity. More and more teach us to do that well. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Shailene, share one more time again contact information for persons that are wanting to maybe to be in touch with you or with specifically Love Life Alabama or the National Ministry. Tell them again how they can do that.
Okay, to get in touch with me specifically, it's lovelife.org/Alabama. And you can email me at alabama@lovelife.org as well. And to become a House of Refuge, please visit lovelife.org/refuge. Main website is simply lovelife.org.
All right. Thank you then. And then lastly, would you just pray for if a woman is listening who finds herself expecting a baby at a really difficult time right now, whatever's on your heart to pray for her, would you pray for her now?
Yes, Father, we come to you just thinking of the moms out there who are facing an unplanned pregnancy and are very scared. Father, let them hear this. Let them hear this loud, that we can help them. The church can help them. Don't run from the church. Even if they don't know that a church is a house of refuge, Father, let them be in connection with someone from a church that knows how to love them, that knows how to be the Samaritan. Let them trust the church, Father, but also let them go to a local pregnancy center and get an ultrasound. Let them see their baby and hear the heartbeat and how precious their baby is. There is help out there. They can guide you to the help that you need specifically. If you're facing homelessness, if you're facing abuse, if you're facing a relationship that you're in fear, let us help you. Let a local pregnancy, they are equipped to help you and to guide you to resources. You are not alone. The Father loves you, and you have heard this segment in these words today because the Father is with you, and he loves you, and he wants the best for you and your child. So please reach out in your name, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Shailene. And Father, I too thank you, and I praise you, Father, Lord. Father, set the church on fire with a passion to represent you through our words, our actions, our attitude, and teach us to love hurting people in this world that are so abundantly abounding in our culture. Help us to know, Lord, that There are people that have been beat up and left on the side of the road all over the place. And our job is to represent you well by being your hands and feet in this world. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and give your life to Christ and be saved, would you now, from your heart, pray this prayer with us, even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to grow in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch again, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get copies of one or both of the articles that we shared, the two titles of the article, the first one, Shout from the Roof, Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here. And the second title is Your Church a House of Refuge? One or both articles, simply email us, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. Thank you for listening. Please pray much for Shailene Burlidge and the Ministry of Love Life. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.